Welcome back. I am glad to have you here for Lesson 2 of the first module of Breakthrough Branding. I am particularly jazzed about this lesson called Navigating the Waters and Authenticity. This is a high-level perspective, and the takeaway I'm hoping you will get out of this would be to answer this question. Is it you or is it the company? I would not be true to my own brand where I value integrity if I didn't have this conversation. I want to show you how this conversation shows up, and it often does. Today, I want to reveal to you some honest insights about personal branding dilemmas, provide you with a tool that will help you understand if you are in the right place in your career right now, or if maybe you are in the wrong place at this time. And also in this lesson, you will rediscover the power of authenticity. When I'm called in as an executive coach to sit down with someone, they are oftentimes receptive to be working with me. But many times, they may not quite be happy. I receive a lot of feedback about the person that I'm going to be working with, and when I begin to share that feedback with them, these are the kind of phrases I hear. I've done everything they've asked. Why isn't it enough? My boss keeps telling me I need to step it up. Can someone even explain to me what that really means? I keep being told I'm not ready for the next position. What will it take? I have so much on my plate right now, I can barely manage it as it is. I don't see how I can take it to the next level. I'm beginning to wonder if I am a good fit for this company. And I am told I don't have enough executive presence. I surpassed my goals for the past 3 years. Do I have to do more? It just doesn't make any sense to me. Well, as you can see from each one of those phrases, there is a lot that is not said within all of them. Here's what I've learned in all the years that I've done this. When careers stall, it is often not about what is said out loud. A bit counterintuitive, don't you think? I had to look really hard because even I didn't understand what was going on for a while. But I listened very closely. I looked at every clue I could find, and there were three discoveries that I made. First, people tend to share only the piece of the puzzle that they can see. They don't purposely avoid saying what is going on. People were not deliberately being dishonest with me or intentionally leaving information out. They were only telling me what they saw. To be perfectly honest, they actually shared all that they knew how to share with me. So it was up to me over the years to figure out what was not being said. Now, this next one blew me away, and for months I could not figure out what the disconnect was. Sometimes, despite your doing exactly what they ask you to do, the company holds what you are doing against you without even realizing it. This one was a doozy, I will confess to you. It sounded to me like he knew what he was supposed to do. So I was working with this gentleman named John. However, the senior leaders were telling me something very different. And finally, I thought, wait a minute. They really wanted John to do something different from what they were telling him to do otherwise. They were telling him they wanted him to do one thing, but in reality, they wanted him to do something else. What was so unbelievable about this particular situation is that John actually wanted to do the very thing that they weren't saying. So eventually, I had to have an honest conversation with this particular gentleman. And I said, listen, John, here's the deal. You have a choice to make. You are at a tough crossroads. And there's going to be a risk associated with what I'm suggesting. Now, no one can tell you how much risk to run. That is your decision. I want you to hear this clearly. You've been telling me that you need to talk to the leaders at a higher level. He said, yes, I know, but I feel trapped. They keep telling me they want this particular PowerPoint presentation. They want us to always share information that way. I said, okay, then here's what you need to do. The meeting you have next week is a career-defining moment. I would go in there and I would pitch to them and share the information from a high-level perspective that you know already deep down is right. And then as a backup, have the other information ready in the format that they requested so that you can pivot if needed. Well, he made the decision to listen to his gut. He knew what was important to him. He went in there and did exactly what he knew he should have been doing and what he wanted to do all along. Well, you want to know what happened? Surprisingly, the big guy, the big boss, was so impressed with how the information was delivered, that he said, finally, this is what we've been wanting from you all this time. Wow. Talk about a surprising revelation. Here's the discovery. The power lies within you. with your perception, with your willingness, and with your alignment. The power lies with you. Why? Well, people ask me, Kim, why do you call this breakthrough branding? Take a look. If you look up the Webster's Dictionary of Breakthrough, it says a sudden increase in knowledge or understanding, an important discovery that happens after trying for a long time to understand. And I want you to know that's exactly what hit me when I finally put all of these concepts together, that the real break comes through you. So when you're looking at breakthrough branding, what I want you to know is that if we were only looking at the branding, it is only half the picture. The real break comes through you, and that is how we get a complete picture. In reality, it doesn't matter what the situation is. Whoever is on the other side of the chasm from you, whether it's your boss, a customer, or a peer that's giving you trouble, they are on one side and you are on the other. And even after all of the analysis, it still comes down really to those same two words, missed opportunity. And we have a choice. Each one of us has a choice, and I want you to know that it is possible to put the pieces of the puzzle together and begin to make sense of this whole thing called personal branding. I had a senior leader say this to me one time. If you are in the wrong place, it does not matter how much work you do on your personal brand. There will be a disconnect. Others will feel it. Deep down, you will know it. And the hardest step is admitting it to ourselves. The first tool I want to introduce you to is one having to do with alignment. Our values are at the core of who we are, what's right and what's wrong, what we believe about the world. Our feelings are around our values. You will always know when you are getting close to your values because you will feel. Our thoughts are around our feelings. I think this, you think that. That's a safe place to be. And our behaviors surround all of those things, and they are the only things that everyone else can see. We make all kinds of assumptions about what people think and feel and value, but in reality, we can only see the behaviors. When we live in that place where our behaviors reflect our thoughts, and our thoughts reflect our feelings, and our feelings reflect our true values, when all of these things are in alignment, then that is a very good place to be. When we're in alignment, we can easily have integrity. But again, it's a choice. It's a choice about being who you really are. And I've often found that people are not in a place where they can live their values, that they're not in a place where they're comfortable with their feelings enough to express them. They're holding back their thoughts and they're behaving differently because they're not in alignment. When that happens, when you are in that place out of alignment, it doesn't matter how much work you do on your personal brand. It means that the time has come for you to make a choice. After all the years of doing what I do, I've seen that there really are only three choices. The first choice is to make a conscious decision to live out of alignment. And some people do choose to do that. They have a family to take care of. They have bills to pay, college to pay for. And I want you to know that we can do that for a short while. But if we continue on this path over a long period of time, there will be a very high price to pay personally. Our second choice is we can decide to pursue a different path. We can look for another opportunity, find a different company. And then the last choice is you can stay the course. You can stay the course, run the risk, and try to fix it so that you can become in alignment. And once you've done an analysis, you might say this, if I'm not living in alignment, but I really believe I could live in alignment, well, then I'm committed to do the work that I need to do. The thing that people ask me the most is, Kim, how do I know? How do I know if I'm living out of alignment? Well, that's when I try to give them a word of caution and to warn them of the victim vocabulary. When I sit down with people, I can usually tell within the first 20 to 30 minutes what's going on in their heads and what it is that they are not saying. I listen closely to a variety of phrases that signal to me that perhaps something is out of alignment. And here are some tips for you to look for. Just take a look. If they would, I can't help, I should, I am, I have to. You can see the whole myriad of phrases right there. Those tend to be victim words. And I want you to know that we can make a different choice. We really can. I've seen it happen over and over again. But sometimes we get stuck. Sometimes we get stuck and we need some help to get out of that place. Sometimes we just need permission. And I'm here to do that for you. just by the sheer fact that you are with me in this course, though. I have no doubt that you are doing the work you need to do to make sure that you are in alignment, and that is a powerful place to be. Because when you're not, everything looks fuzzy. Everything looks fuzzy to you. You're not sure which path to take. You're not sure whom you should trust. But as these things come together, it becomes a much clearer picture. A final thought for you as we finish with lesson two. Authenticity. What a powerful word. Really, nothing can replace you being you. When I see people finally reach a point in their careers when they can say that they've achieved exactly what they've wanted to achieve, they've aligned with their values, and that is showing through their behaviors, and that they're very clear about the brand that they have. They know the value they bring to the table. I can't tell you what a difference it makes. You put alignment and authenticity together, and shine happens. That is when the power comes out, and it cannot be stopped, my friend. It cannot be stopped. And you will see that when I show you the brand map in another module. Our parting thought here is I want you to think about finding the zone. When is it that you feel your best? When you perform your best? When do you notice that time flies by so quickly and you are so wrapped up in where you are and what you are doing at the moment that you know you're in the zone? I had a leader one time help me do a debrief for someone I'd coached for months, and I love this phrase. He said, "Now listen, don't feel that you have to be in a perpetual state of brilliance. I understand this is a journey." I had to chuckle. I'd never heard it put quite that way, and I captured it and kept it with me ever since. So never fear. I'm not expecting you to be in a perpetual state of brilliance. We're simply on this journey together. So take action. Ask yourself, am I aligned? Can I be who I really am at work? Answer yourself honestly. Am I living with authenticity? And is that showing through my personal brand? Over the next few days together, watch those that you work with and look for signs of authenticity. What does authenticity in action look like? And know that I and my team are here to do everything we can to help you on this journey. Download the worksheet that we have, which will inspire you to answer the questions we've been talking about. And please take the time to share your thoughts on our private Facebook page. Let's have a collective conversation, helping each other move forward on this journey one step at a time.